relentless waves of rain, some serious and dangerous flooding, and more than 750,000 people without power. That is the impact that this storm named Isaac had along the U.S. Gulf Coast. This is what it looked like. These are images of the storm that were taken from the International Space Station. When Isaac made landfall on Tuesday night, it was a Category 1 hurricane. It was downgraded to a tropical storm yesterday, but that didn't mean that things eased up on the ground. Part of the reason is that Isaac is moving really slowly. And the slower it moves, the longer it has to pound the Gulf Coast. Check out the conditions that some of our reporters were in from Tuesday night through Wednesday morning.
The wind is just whipping these trees. A huge danger of flying debris. I've got to kind of keep an eye out. My brave photojournalist Ken Tuohy and I are going to take you through some of the an illustration of some of what they're dealing with here.
You've got a huge warehouse behind the camera. You've got a huge ballroom to my left here. And kind of the outdoor part of the facility is this canopy structure, which is coming apart with the winds of this storm.
Right now, I feel like I'm being attacked by a swarm of bees. The rain is coming in really strong and just stinging as it blows up against you and hits your skin.
This city's been buffeted ever since last night, but definitely with sunrise, it has gotten harder and heavier to stand out in this weather.
In a lot of areas around New Orleans, the levee system that was rebuilt after Hurricane Katrina helped deal with all the downpour, but water went up over the top of one levee that wasn't part of that upgrade. That led to severe flooding and more than 150 calls from people needing to be rescued. Ed Lavandera was at another house that was trying to hold back the rising waters.
We are in the midst of going through Hurricane Isaac here in Grand Isle, Louisiana. Wanted to kind of give you a sense of the conditions that we're battling against. Right now we're in the garage of Dean Blanchard's home. This is ground level. And you can see now that the storm surge and the water is now starting to come into the garage here. And this is where things start getting a little bit dicey. And this is what the water does. It moves slowly. Look right over here. As each wave kind of comes in, it gets creeps closer and closer. This is the entrance into the house, into the ground floor. I wanted to show you this shot that you can't keep this door open very long because the wind is just too much. But watch it. What we're dealing with here is the water creeps closer to where we are. And it's hard to keep this door open. Work with me. But this is the storm surge. This is the... See how fast moving the water is all around us? We've probably got another 2 feet here before water starts coming inside the house. It's hard to keep the door open with the wind, but just look how powerful that water is cutting across the yard. Gave you the ground level view of the storm surge and the water pushing by the house, but you know, this is what we needed to stay away from. We just don't know how high this is going to get. And obviously being on the ground floor is too dangerous, and being down there with all our equipment isn't smart either. And then one last thing I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you the room that has basically kept us on the air and able to do all the reporting we've done all day. We took one look at this generator here, and we knew that we'd be in good shape. This generator is able to power up the house, keep it on. No problems here. It's absolutely amazing. It's gone out a couple of times, you know, kind of struggling a little bit, but you know, you can't complain. We've been able to stay up through the worst part of this storm, so thank God we have that with us.
Ed did that report at about midnight on Tuesday. By the next morning, he said the house did flood. There were 3 to 4 feet of water in the garage. This week, we've talked about Isaac, its projected path, its wind speeds, when it might turn from a tropical storm into a hurricane. These are some of the people who helped figure all that out, the hurricane hunters. They work for NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and this animation shows what they do. These hurricane hunters fly into the storm, and then they fly all around it, crossing over the eye, hitting the outer bands. You see all those labels here. What the hurricane hunters are doing as they fly around is dropping off probes. They measure things like temperature, humidity, wind speed, and direction. And then the probes use satellites to send that information back to forecasters on the ground. All right, we're going to leave the Gulf of Mexico now and travel across the Pacific Ocean to Eastern Asia. In this part of the world, hurricanes are called typhoons. And right now, the Korean Peninsula is recovering from a major one. We told you about Typhoon Bulovan earlier this week as it moved across the Japanese island of Okinawa. That island made it through the storm without too much damage, but it was a different story in South Korea. You can see some of the damage from Bulovan's strong wind and rain. At least 16 people were killed, and hundreds of thousands of people lost power. A lot of transportation was cut off as well.